This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell live from Flowery Branch, where we will get a chance to talk to our head football coach, a couple of players as well, today as we start talking about the Bills from their perspective and what they're doing. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man,
hanging out with us on a Thursday. It feels weird, Mike, because we're usually up here on Wednesdays. Everything got pushed back. Well, yesterday, thanks to everybody that came out, by the way, Buffalo's Cafe out there in Hiram. Terrific time. Thanks to all the fellas who came out. It was great out there, and we look forward to getting back out there. It's a fun spot, man. We had a good time.
Always have a great crowd. Talking to a lot of Falcon fans who are anxious. I wouldn't say nervous, but, some concerns. We've been spent a lot of time talking about Josh Allen, and with good reason. We'll talk to Coach Raheem Morris about what's the plan, man, now that he's going to spill the secret sauce. Player guest, and Drew Ham's going to join us. Mike Griffiths, too, talking some dogs later in the show.
Yeah, man, and look, I was telling Day-Day, I speaking of nervous, a little angst.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous about this Auburn game. And if you're not and you're a dog fan and you know the offensive line is not 100%, which it's not, you know some of the issues that have reared their ugly head, I'm just a little bit nervous about this. Now, look, the dogs can put me to sleep. They can put all this to sleep, come out, blow doors, Mike, jump out on top of Auburn, crowd gets taken out of it, all that noise we're talking about goes away, and handle their business. But will they? We'll talk to Mike Griffith coming up a little bit later on. B-Mac's going to join us coming up this hour as well. He normally joins us on Fridays. He's got some traveling to do for the NFL, so he will join us to talk about the big matchups. We do have Thursday night football tonight, and we'll get into that. Eagles taking on the Giants. Should be an interesting matchup. They're only a 7.5-point favorite. I was kind of surprised by that. But I also know the Eagles, guys, for those who don't know, they are 31st in passing the football, and they are 30th in running the football. So when you talk about having Saquon Barkley right now, they're not putting up the numbers. They're winning,
right,
but they're not putting up those offensive numbers statistically. And so you say, wait a minute, they're not one of the best running teams and not one of the best passing teams. That is why Vegas, I think, has them as a 7.5-point favorite against the Giants
tonight. Giants, you know, Jackson Dart going up against them. Jalen Carter's got an ankle injury. It looks like he's listed as questionable. But, we'll talk about it. I don't know if I want to touch this tonight. Don't like that number.
I don't either.
Because I just don't know what I'm going to get. Unless, you know, the little powwow they had between Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown, along with Jalen Hurts, produces better results. And, look, that's more for the coach, Sirianni, and the O.C. I mean, we spent some time on this morning. Check our pre-show, which starts around 11 o'clock, 11:15, about, you know, you got a guy, you're paying him big money, get him the rock. I mean, it's not that complicated. But this gets back to that argument, which is kind of, I mean, been hanging over Jalen Hurts since he got drafted. Is he elite? Was he worth a contract extension? You know, why don't they have better passing numbers? I say, as an Eagles fan, if you are an Eagles fan, who cares? He just wins. But right now, there's no style points.
No doubt about it. Up here live at Flowery Branch, guys, inside of the Ticketmaster Studios, we did get a chance to hear from our quarterback, by the way. We're going to play some of this for you throughout the course of the show.
That's my quarterback.
As Michael Penix spoke to the media. Here's the funny thing today, though. Zach Robinson, apparently, his name's being thrown around for the Oklahoma State job. And for those who don't know, he played quarterback at Oklahoma State prior to, obviously, getting a job in coaching and being in the NFL. But he was asked about that today, and his quote was, he asked ChatGPT if he was a candidate for the job, and he was joking, trying to get some laughs, and said, look, I'll kind of leave it at that. I'm just focused on today, the progress of our team. Mike, he's not saying I'm not leaving. I say again, O Big O.
That was Garrett
Chapman, not ChatGPT.
Thank you, Garrett Chapman. He's not saying he's not leaving. He's not saying he wants to be. He's just saying I'm leaving it here. I'm focused on today and the progress of this week. Here's what I'm saying to you, Zach. I think he's fully committed to wanting to be here. I don't think that he wants that job, Mike. Everybody says it's a good job. Maybe it is. But you said this a few weeks ago. I think you got to finish what you started to show people that you can do the job, even at that level. You're talking about a high-level, you know, Division I coach, and that's something he's never done. But last year, he also had never called plays at the NFL level. So there's levels to this. And I don't know if Zach is, you know, just being tongue-in-cheek, but at the end of the day, like, I don't think he's interested in that job. But he's not saying, hey, let's stop talking about it. I'm here, right?
I think you keep all your options open. I mean, look, I think he's to me, he's got that look as a head coach.
He does.
He's got the vibe. But as Carl said, he's got to prove it. He's got a lot of weapons. You got Michael Penix Jr., one of the most accurate rookie quarterbacks now into his second season. Let's go see some high-powered, high-octane offense. You know. So, yeah, I think just like we're going to talk about North Carolina, who released a terse statement last night in reaction to all the reports about Belichick losing control.
Were you surprised?
I mean, but again, it wasn't like they did a paragraph that we are committed to Bill Belichick, and he is. No, they just basically just covering their butts temporarily. And I think that a guy as smart as Zach Robinson realizes, you know, you don't box yourself into a corner and say definitively yes or no about a job. Just say, I'm focusing my matter at hand here with the Falcons.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
obviously,
leave it at that.
They're not talking about a lot of things. Yeah, let me correct that. Our Garrett Chapman asked Coach about Zach Robinson about the job at Oklahoma State, not ChatGPT, and he said, I'm here. I just want to focus on today.
Right.
So that was the comment. All right, man. But we're going to let you hear from Michael Penix, who said, by the way, that he felt like Drake May. They watched the film, and he said he really protected the ball against the Bills. He knows it's something he has to do. Mike, we cannot have turnovers.
Nope.
Can't put it on the ground. But he said, look, we got to protect the ball. It's something that Drake May did a really good job of a week ago when they beat the Bills.
Right. We know that this is going to take – again, we've said it. We're not scared of the Buffalo Bills because they look pretty human against the Patriots last week. But we also know that they're better than us. They're further down the road than us.
They are.
You know, Josh is an established star. You know, we've got some great pieces. We've talked about it. But, you know, we've one quarter, I said this today on our pre-show show, one quarter of our season, we were horrible. That's out there. We could say, hey, man, just burn the game tape. And, well, you're going to have a clunker. Every team has one of those. But we've got a four-game sample size. And one quarter of that was absolute hot garbage.
So
what are we? You know, and in the Minnesota game, their quarterback was terrible. And we did what a good team should do. We took advantage of it. So I think a lot of fans out there are looking to see us show that we belong with the big boys. And we'll do that on national TV, albeit on a doubleheader.
All right, the good news today up here at Flowery is that A.J. Terrell is back at practice.
Yes.
No definitive word whether or not he'll play. Now, when Coach gets in here, whether it's about an hour from now or so, stay tuned as Coach Rob will be in here with us. We'll try to press him and get him to say whether or not A.J. Terrell is going to play. My guess, though, Mike, if he's back at practice, which he didn't practice the week before, okay, we had the bye week. Going into the Commanders game, he wasn't even on the field, and we kind of had a sense. For him to be back at practice, this is good news, but I want to know, like, hey, he's going to be all right, right? He's going to be out there come Sunday or Monday night because I think we need A.J. Terrell out there, man.
Big time. We talked about it as well about, you know, that you and I mentioned yesterday. If you're going to go man-to-man, you want your best players out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a, you know, it's not like it's a sum of its parts wide receiver core. You know, Day-Day brought that up today as well. You know, Keon Coleman is not yet an established star, but he's good. He's athletic, man. And they've just got other dudes, tight end, probably they're one of the better playmakers. But, yeah, if you're going to do some of the things the Patriots did, you've got to have A.J. out there, so that's great news.
All right, 404-726-0929 on a Thursday. B-Mac's going to join us coming up here in less than 7 minutes.
We'll talk
all things NFL. What's up?
A Day-Day before the show here because he's going to be off tomorrow.
Yeah. What's up?
He just mentioned he wanted to jump on the Colts as part of his picks.
Did it move?
Well, Kyler Murray didn't practice again today.
Oh. Right. He just smiled at us.
What's that number, Day-Day?
He just smiled at us.
What's that number, Joe?
It was 7.5.
You know what?
I took it.
Oh, you can take that too?
Carl and I were just debating the pros and cons of going back-to-back with the same team.
Don't do it because last week Carl went with you.
Yeah.
Jumped on that Penn State game, and look what happened.
Do
it.
But no, but this game.
Oh, you don't want him to ruin it for you, is what you're saying.
This game's in Indianapolis.
It's in Indianapolis.
Daniel Jones is a top 10 statistical quarterback. The defense is top 3.
I can't even believe you're saying that. For all those years, you killed Daniel Jones.
I know.
Listen to you right now.
He was a chump then. He's a half a chump now. So I'm going to go with Day-Day. You know, put me. All right, Oren, lock it in right now at -7.5. You want a piece of this too?
No.
Water's warm.
It is warm. It is warm. That's true. And I get why you guys are jumping in on that. I do like it. I'm not going to lie to you.
It literally just popped on my timeline that Kyler Murray is out of practice again, according to Arizona Republic.
All right. No, I do like it. I'm not going to jump in there.
All right. Well, me and Day-Day are locked in. All right, there you go. Put us on the Cadillac
Day-Day, you see how he's operating over here, right?
Hey, first off, he jumped on my trade.
Oh, he jumped on your stuff.
Because I had the Colts last week.
Yeah, but that's
in an
different.
Absolute blowout of the Raiders. Didn't but even that sweat
was,
that for a minute.
No, that's it was different, though.
What do you mean different?
I like the challenge.
I created a trend, and you jumped on the trend.
No. If I was jumping on trend, I'd be picking, Buffalo University State.
Hey, man, I took a North Texas in one game, and it paid off huge.
Yeah.
I have not gone back to the well.
That By we
the
way, know about.
Day-Day did give us Memphis the other day. Memphis is 6-0 against the spread this
they
season.
They are. They're playing well against the spread. They are really good. It's like Army last year. I think Army was like 10-1 against the spread. Yeah. It was crazy. Right. Sometimes schools just get hot, man, and that's how it is. We'll give you the official picks tomorrow on the show. We're live up here at Flowery Branch. I was going to say, Mike, and I'll save this maybe at some point during the show, but today I was not on the pre show. Mm-hmm. Had a little medical appointment. Fine, I hope. And I'm just, you know what? And this is what I want to get into. Body's breaking down, man. Like it just,
I know.
It just happens. And for those of you who are 40 and older, I'm just telling you right now, like as you get older, it feels great, but the body just starts to go, yeah, that knee is about to go. Yeah, that chest pain, you need to go see somebody about that. Like, all the things you ignored when we were younger, and you'd be like, man, I'm breathing kind of funny, but I'm all right. You know, 25, man, I'm okay, I'm good. Like, you cannot ignore any of this stuff.
Nope.
And so today, I was out because I'm handling some of this stuff, but I'm just like, everything it feels like is something going on with me right now.
And you don't want to be a hypochondriac because Carl and I are the sons of fathers who never got sick.
No.
But, well, of course, my dad died at 51 because he didn't do any of the things we're supposed to be doing.
Do the checkups.
That you just talked about.
That's right.
You know, heart attack number 5 got him. But, I mean, shocking, right? But, no, you just got to take care. Listen to your body. Take care of yourself. Pink One at Pink, by the way, comes up a week from Saturday over at Gas South District. It's no longer at Cool Ray Field. But for ladies and for men, you know, get yourself checked out. We've talked about for guys, for prostate and everything else, and, you know, and colon cancer, and for ladies, for breast cancer.
Absolutely.
But it's funny because there's a whole generation of people that, you know, my old man, go to the hospital when I die. Well, that's literally what happened.
What happens?
You got to check yourself out, man.
Well, and this is what I'm learning about this, and this is my PSA to you guys. You have to be your own self-advocate. If you're waiting around for some doctor to tell you, you probably should do this, it's probably not going to happen. And I'm just telling you, that's where I'm at right now with 2 years ago going to the doctor and I was like, hey, this is bothering me. And now here we are fast-forwarding 2 years later.
Right.
And it's maybe evolved to something else. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. 2 years ago, this was like right there in your face.
Right.
So you've got to be your own self-advocate to say, you know what? I'm going to go get checked out.
And for me, you know, last year I felt, it's just heartburn. I got heartburn. I'm in Vegas. I'm telling you, Carl was laughing. I smoked like 4 cigars that day at the Monte Cristo
at
Caesars.
Right.
You know, we're throwing it down, walking back in front of the fountains at in front of Bellagio. I look at my wife like, I feel like I'm having a freaking heart attack. Go back. I had that 99% blockage in the –
got to do it, man.
Again, they got to make it more dramatic. The Widowmaker. Point we're making is, again, any age, guys, as Carl said, over 40, just go spend the time, man. Get yourself –
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right. Because listen, when you're 20, you don't care.
Right, you're bulletproof.
Nor should you.
7 feet tall and bulletproof.
Yeah, when you're 30, you're like, it'll heal. I'm just saying, once you get past that 40 mark, you got to start checking things out. All right, man, we got plenty to get to.
That's a public service announcement from Duke Simba.
No, it's real, man. I'm just saying, like, I'm like looking at my body, I'm like, really? This too? B-Mac's going to join us. We will talk to him about all the things regarding the NFL. We'll get his take on the Falcons as they get ready to take on, I think, their best opponent they've seen yet, and that's the Buffalo Bills. Being at home is great for us this week. Bills are hard on the road. We know that. But I think this is a great opportunity for us. We'll see what B-Mac thinks from CBS Sports next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.